Blog Talk Radio.com.
Auto World. In today's broadcast, in this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about the Chicago Auto Show, the recently concluded press days that just wrapped up just a couple of days back, and the Chicago Auto Show is officially open to the public. It is the 106th edition of the Chicago Auto Show, and for those who may not be familiar with the Chicago Auto Show, it is actually the largest auto show in all of North America as far as attendance is concerned because of the geographic area of Chicago. Lots of people drive from various states to attend the show, and it's a big, big show when it comes to the public, the largest in the U.S., and the press days were Thursday and Friday of last week, and we're going to be joined by a representative from Cars.com who was there and is going to tell us about some of the special introductions, important introductions, and other news from the show. We'll also continue to talk about the recently concluded North American International Auto Show in Detroit, as well as other stories making headlines in the automotive news. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. So don't be a stranger. Give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email route, we certainly can help you out on that front as well. The email address, the simplest one, is bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com. And just want to remind all of you guys out there that if you've won a prize and haven't received it, it's not my fault. It's not producer Brad's fault. It's the fault of somebody in between. So just shoot me over your name and address, and we'll get that completely taken care of for you. Just shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us right now on the program, it's my pleasure to welcome the executive editor of Cars.com, Joe Weisenfelder, to Auto World. Joe, how you doing?
Hello, Bob.
It's a pleasure to have you on the air with us. I didn't make it to the Chicago Auto Show this year due to some family obligations, but as usual, an exciting event, a wonderful venue there in Chicago, but not a whole lot of news when it comes to introductions, Joe.
That's true. I think this is something that's been happening for a number of years. It seems like the you know, actual news to come out of the Chicago show is pretty thin, but it remains a giant consumer show. And fortunately for those of us who live in Chicago, which is where Cars.com is headquartered, all of the neat stuff from the LA show in November and the Detroit show in January are here, or most of them are here.
That's great, and let's talk about the venue. It's a wonderful venue, McCormick Place, and there's a lot of space for the automakers to display lots of vehicles. When you compare Chicago to Detroit to New York, the automakers really love it because they can really show off their wares, and certainly they love the fact that Chicago is the most attended auto show in the whole country.
Yeah, it is exceptionally well attended. The extra space is a great, great benefit, and it's not just because they can have more cars. They can actually have a little bit more space around the cars. You see people, you know, standing back, taking photos. It's just it just makes it a more, you know, comfortable, livable situation. It also bears noting that Chicago is, I think, for longer than any other, had indoor test tracks, typically wide ride-along tracks as opposed to driving tracks, such as Jeep. And then later they added Chrysler and Dodge. You can ride along and, you know, go up steep inclines and do all those things that, you know, people didn't really realize normal vehicles can do. And this is indoor. Toyota has a similar test track for its trucks at the show. And there are also, I think, five or six different companies running drive opportunities where you can actually, you know, go downstairs, get in a car, and go for a test drive yourself as opposed to riding along. So between that and the fact that we've been cooped up all winter and there's nothing else happening in February, it's a pretty good show.
Definitely, and certainly Chicago, like most of the country, has really had a brutal winter this year. Joe, I've been monitoring a lot of the wind chill factors, and you guys have had more than your share for 2014.
That's true, and I think it's honestly, I think it's going to sell a lot of all-wheel drive in the future. And I'm someone who, you know, I've been driving in snow my whole life, and I'm pretty comfortable with it, and I think many people here are. So when we get the question, I've been with Cars.com since the beginning, almost 17 years ago. One of the most common questions we get is about all-wheel drive. Do I need it? You know, and also a fair amount of confusion. What's four-wheel drive versus all-wheel drive versus permanent versus full-time? I'm not going to get into that. But I usually say in an area like Chicago that has good snow removal and no hills, which I think is a very important factor, you can get by with that all-wheel drive, except for maybe one storm a year. I have to say, what used to qualify as the one or two blizzards a year seems to come every 7 to 10 days here now this year. So actually, it just that'll lead me to mention one of the, I think, most important introductions at the Chicago show was the new Subaru Legacy.
So true.
Mid-size sedan, complete redesign, and of course, because it's a Subaru, at least I should say it's a Subaru that's not the BRZ, it has standard all-wheel drive, and I think the timing couldn't be better for them.
So true, Joe. Subaru has done so well. They've had record years in recent times, and certainly for where I hail from, the Northeast, very, very popular vehicle in that area, very popular in the Midwest, and to have that security of all-wheel drive, and Subaru does it quite well. Their all-wheel drive system is pretty advanced considering the price point of the vehicle.
I agree. I mean, it's interesting. We are in such a great position being here where this weather is bad and having a number of test vehicles at the same time because, you know, we're always reviewing. We probably have 5 to 7 at a time that our different reviewers share opinions and impressions on. And yes, all-wheel drive is great to have in practically anything, but you can get out of one car. You get out of the Subaru, for example, and you weren't even thinking about the snow and traction. It's just so effortless that it's not even on your mind. And then you may get into another car or get a car from another company or a different, you know, one of their various models. It really does vary from one to the other. And suddenly you realize you're in pretty bad, you know, traction situations. So there's a difference between all-wheel drive systems.
There most certainly is. There's a lot of subtlety between one brand and another, and a lot of them are a lot more advanced as on the high end. A number of them are very much rear-wheel drive bias, like the xDrive system from BMW, or Infiniti system also is very much a rear-wheel drive bias system, but kicks in
right.
More torque to the front when there's slippage. And certainly we're seeing all-wheel drive being utilized, speaking of performance vehicles, in a lot of high-end vehicles these days, Joe, and the reason for that is to get all that power to the ground.
Yeah, it's and I think one of the reasons that I've come to understand, as someone who is very comfortable driving in snow, even with rear-wheel drive, because I grew up with big blocks and rear-wheel drive,
me too.
Is that not everyone is that confident. And a vehicle with all-wheel drive that doesn't have any initial slip or very little initial slip before it regains traction is very comforting to the average driver. I'll be driving people, friends, you know, et cetera, and if there's the slightest slippage, they get a little nervous. Or if they're driving and there's the slightest slip, they get nervous. So I think I might have actually underestimated the value to people just in confidence of all-wheel drive, even here, where, like I said, I don't think it's nearly as necessary as it is in hilly regions or, you know, remote regions that don't have such advanced snow removal as the Chicago area.
So true. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk about the hits and misses of the 2014 Chicago Auto Show right here on Auto.
We are America. America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Joe Weisenfelder is with us, our very special guest, executive editor from Cars.com. He's been with Cars.com since the company started 17 years ago. We're going to talk to Joe a little bit later here in the hour about that. But we're focusing right now on the Chicago Auto Show. It's going on right now if you're in the Chicago area, and on over to the beautiful McCormick Place and check it out. The press days have concluded. I was not there. Joe was there along along with the complete team from Cars.com, and he's telling us about the important reveals, including the 2015 Subaru Legacy. Lincoln also had a significant reveal at the show in Chicago, and that's a Lincoln Navigator, although a lot of this Navigator, Joe, is still based on architecture, which is quite old.
That's true. I think our people were kind of mixed on the result. If you look at it in a practical from a practical perspective, which is what I do, I still love how roomy the third row seat is in that vehicle. It is, mm-hmm. It has been better than the Cadillac Escalade, for example, even the stretched Escalade for a long time. Where we're a little bit less impressed, especially again versus the recently redesigned Escalade, is the interior quality isn't quite as high. But it is one of the things that was redone and new in Chicago.
And they managed to squeeze a little bit more horsepower out of that already powerful 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6. I believe it now surpasses the SHO from Ford with 370 ponies. Not bad for a 3.5-liter power plant, Joe.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the one that's used in the F-Series pickup truck, so which has been, I think, astonishingly successful sales-wise, especially considering what a risk it was for them to go with the Turbo 6. It seems like buyers have accepted it, I think, in greater numbers than they had even hoped.
Let's talk about some news from Chevrolet. They introduced the Silverado heavy-duty CNG option, which can significantly improve the not necessarily the range, but it gives you the opportunity to select between either gasoline or CNG fuel, which is cheaper than gasoline. So for fleets and for small businesses, it certainly is an interesting option for them. And Chevrolet also took the wraps off a new van called the City Express. Tell us about these kind of business-like introductions from the Bowtie brand, Joe.
I do appreciate the compressed natural gas approach. I'm actually a big fan of diversification, frankly. It's kind of like having a diversified investment portfolio. You don't want to be invested too much in one thing. And I think in the greater, idea of what we use to power our vehicles, you don't want it to just be gasoline, but, you know, it's good to have a little more, have some diesel, and fortunately there's a lot more of that coming. It's good to have electric, and I was a doubter for a long time, and I'm still skeptical, but even hydrogen fuel cells, I think, probably will end up having their place. The more experience we have, the more options we have, the better. CNG is the cleanest form of fossil fuel power for a car, and that's an advantage. And I think one of the reasons that they market this stuff so heavily to business and commercial as opposed to consumer. And for consumer, really the only car that is compressed natural gas is a version of the Honda Civic. It's because there's usually a predictable range element to business and commercial use. Like, they know how many miles they need out of it every day. They know it will be parked in the same place where it can be refueled, because it's actually a little easier in some areas of the country to get compressed natural gas than many folks think, but it's certainly not like a gas station. So, again, I'm glad to see that, especially in a bi-fuel arrangement like Ram has with one of their pickup trucks, because there's just so much flexibility. As for the small van, it's kind of a competitor for the Transit Connect from Ford, which was a really, successful, small, efficient van that's kind of taken the place of what used to be kind of space inefficient and fuel inefficient full-size vans. So it takes on that Express name, but it's a very different vehicle now.
It definitely is. It's been significantly updated for 2014, the Transit Connect from Ford. They've made it a lot more people-friendly, and certainly this City Express van entrant into the marketplace will give folks more choices. And I understand this is an interesting collaboration with Nissan. Lots of folks may not be up to speed on that, Joe.
Well, yeah, this is essentially one of the Nissan NV vehicles. It's a twin of that one, and it actually has a Nissan engine. And I think any time manufacturers, make the decision to, partner with another manufacturer, it has its pros and cons. I mean, the reason they do it is, there's cost savings, there's questions of volume that benefit both sides. But then, you're sure to have the, let's say in this case, the Chevy faithful saying, well, that's just a Nissan or whatever, insert your complaint here. But it does ultimately end up making sense for this kind of sharing. If you look at the Ram, the new, series of Ram trucks, a lot of those are coming over from Europe, from Fiat. And this is the way the manufacturers make, fill out their lineups and have a chance of making some money in the process as opposed to just doing it so they're in the game.
BMW gave us a tease of an upcoming sedan arriving this spring. It's the 2014 7 Series, the 740 LD X-Drive. This is a clean diesel, and Joe, I'm a big fan of diesels here in 2014, and I'm always encouraging listeners who have the memories, like a lot of Americans, of diesels from the 70s and 80s to forget about that. It's a whole new ball game with these clean diesels.
Oh, I agree. I'm a huge fan. And actually, my memory of the diesels of the 80s is much fresher than many people's because I own one. I have a 1984 Mercedes 300D.
Uh-huh.
And everything that people remember and disliked about diesels, they're all there. It's noisy. It's smelly. It's smoky. It is fortunately not too slow because it is a turbo five-cylinder. But passing on the highway is something I don't do. Don't even try. And I'm a huge fan of what's going on in clean diesels now. I mean, they are not, as of a few years ago when ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel came along, diesel cars have been as clean as their gas counterparts, but typically, 20-30% more efficient. And I think the companies that have invested in it, like particularly Volkswagen and the German luxury brand, have really benefited from it. And I think they're responsible also in large part for other companies, dipping their toe in that ocean. You've got now a Chevy Cruze diesel. You've got Mazda. They've delayed it, but Mazda's saying they will have a clean diesel version of the Mazda 6. I welcome it. Again, it's an issue of diversification and what you're looking for. I appreciate hybrids, but the driving experience is typically not as good. A little herky-jerky. Braking's not great. You throw a diesel in there, accelerates great, good for long road trips, etc.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. Hold that thought when we come back on the other side.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank all of our great affiliate stations across the nation for broadcasting Auto World each and every week. At this very same time, we want to salute everybody listening on the information station, AM 800, the mighty CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, as well as all of our other great affiliate stations, and everybody listening online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We've got a very special guest. He's the executive director of Cars.com. Joe Weisenfelder is joining us live from Chicago, where the Chicago Auto Show is underway for consumers. Press days, we're just a couple of days back, and we've been recapping some of the introductions and important news from the show. Before we go back to that, Joe, you mentioned at the top that you've been with Cars.com since the beginning. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with all the wonderful services that you guys provide, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what folks can find at Cars.com, and also a little bit about your own personal experience of seeing the company grow from a startup to what it is today.
Well, it's Cars.com was and to an extent still is a joint venture of the major newspaper companies, at least many of them. Having that kind of background, what we started out with was an online version of what everyone had come to know in the newspaper world as the classifieds, the Sunday, special sections, automotive, real estate, and employment. In this case, obviously, automotive. And because we are of buy-in for newspaper companies, we also started out with an editorial department, and I was one of the first editorial people there. And we kind of came up with a focus that we thought was for best for real people looking for real cars. We try to test some of the sportier cars and trucks and et cetera the way they were designed to be driven, but overall pretty logical, critical eye on the livability of cars. And things have just expanded from there. I mean, you can buy a car on, through Cars.com. You can find one, a new car, a used car. You can sell your own car. We have just endless amounts of consumer advice, finance information, and have expanded recently and are building a larger service related section, and we're partnered with a company called RepairPal.com. So things continue to grow, you know, trying to be a one-stop shop for people who are looking for a car or looking to sell a car, and now more and more ownership aspect as well.
That's great. And certainly the Internet has transformed the automotive business, as it's transformed a lot of businesses. Consumers today are so much more informed because of sites like Cars.com than they were 20 years ago. There's no question about that, Joe.
Yeah, it has definitely changed the retail experience. It has changed things, I think, certainly at the dealership level. We got a lot of pushback when we started in the early days publishing invoice pricing, but that pretty promptly became commonplace. And it's interesting, having been involved this long, every year that number, that percentage they give out of consumers who go to the web before they, you know, buy a car, has gone from, you know, the teens to the 20s to the 30s, and now it's the vast majority. And this kind of change continues to happen. I mean, it's something we deal with now is so many of our visits are through mobile devices now. We've had mobile apps for smartphones and tablets for many years already, and it helps people do comparison shopping at the dealership itself.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's happening and changing the kind of, I think, what's called showrooming, something that big box retailers have dealt with, is someone will go to, say, a Circuit City or I guess nowadays a Best Buy, and check out what they like and then go buy it on Amazon.
People
are going to a dealership, checking a car, and then maybe buying it nearby. We, likewise, with our editorial content and advice, we're working on making it more adapted to the small screen and people's changing needs. So it has never been boring, I guarantee you that.
That's great. Before the bottom of the hour hard break, we were talking about diesels, the fact that we're both huge fans of diesel power plants and the driving experience of a diesel compared to the driving experience of a typical hybrid. And speaking of diesels, I understand that Nissan showed off a concept vehicle, a Cummins-powered Nissan Frontier. Of course, Fred Diaz, a great friend here of the program, was with the Chrysler Group for many, many years, head up the Ram division. He is now with Nissan, and it looks like Nissan is going to be offering some interesting trucks in the not-too-distant future, including, there's no question, that they're going to have a diesel offering in the mix.
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to see this kind of spread, and it's, you know, it's the cumulative effect of many different companies getting involved, and I think part of what we're seeing is the more diesel vehicles are out there, the more your, let's say, average buyer or average consumer is exposed to them and realizes the advantage. It's going to take a long time to convince people that diesels aren't what they used to be, but once it takes off, I think we'll see an acceleration. The more companies offer them, and in the more types of vehicles, and I think that's one of the most important things, seeing them now in a Cruise, after many years of the Volkswagen Jetta, now there's a Volkswagen Passat, TDI diesel, if Mazda comes through with it, I think that's actually a little bit more of an advancement than seeing them in pickup trucks, because they've always had some degree of popularity in pickups, and even in more mainstream SUVs like the Jeep Grand Cherokee, when it was still a dirty diesel. So I think it's great. I think it's finally similar to the electric car phenomenon. The more they're out there, and the more people are exposed to them, I think the more people see the viability, and in the future we'll see a lot more diversity in how our vehicles are powered.
Well, speaking of electric vehicles, Kia in Chicago showed off a 2015 Kia Soul EV, and also at the same time showed a refreshed Kia Optima Hybrid. The Optima, in my opinion, a really good-looking vehicle, and certainly the Soul has done extremely well. How's this electric version of the Soul, Joe?
It looks it's really nice and it's well packaged, so you've got a lot of space in that. I don't know if you've been in the redone gas powered Soul, but it's really nice. I mean, it's
not yet.
It's so well equipped. You know, heated. I think heated four heated seats and
wow.
Remote start and just a vastly improved ride. A little bit more space. Make it electric, then obviously it's a little more attractive to some. And I think we're in a weird situation right now. There was such a big push for electric when the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt came out, both of which actually Cars.com purchased and owned for about 18, 19 months for long-term testing. And then I think sales were seen, you know, broadly as you know, less than expected and less than hoped. But now it's starting to climb again, and we're seeing more companies add their electric car. There's now a Fiat 500e. There's the Soul EV. There's going to be an e-Golf from Volkswagen, which hasn't really done a whole lot of plug-in electric. And unfortunately, many of these cars have done, I think, primarily to meet requirements in California, and that's where they will begin to be sold. But the prices stay down, and again, more people are exposed to them and recognize that for a particular type of use, they are a really good option, then, you know, that will take off as well.
Very well said, Joe. In Chicago also, we saw a couple of special editions. Hyundai showed off a special variant of the Veloster called the Reflex Edition. And Toyota showed off a whole slew of TRD Pro models, a Tacoma, a 4Runner, and a Tundra. And Volkswagen showed off a 560-horsepower Beetle racing vehicle. Looks like VW is going rallycross racing. When we come back on the other side, more of Chicago, and we'll talk about Detroit, a recently concluded North American International Auto Show in Detroit. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com. Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live across North America. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Joe Weisenfelder, executive editor of Cars.com. We've been talking a lot about the Chicago Auto Show. It's open to the public, so everybody listening in the greater Chicago area, head on over to McCormick Place, because you're going to love what you're going to see. Joe, let's take a little look back at Detroit. Was a really big show for 2014 with lots of important introductions. I want to get your take on a couple of the big stories there. Ford's 2015 F-150 going aluminum intensive. This is a bold move by the manufacturer.
Yeah, very bold, and actually kind of recalls what we were saying before, the risk they took in going with a turbocharged six-cylinder in the F, the current, you know, F-Series pickup. I think this one will probably pay off for them as well. The use of aluminum for the body they say it saves about 700 pounds, and that makes for a more efficient vehicle, and arguably you just throw those 700 pounds into the capacity ratings, I mean the payload ratings. If you take weight out of the truck, you can then put it back in with cargo or towing. Obviously, people are a little concerned about the cost of repair of aluminum, because it is more expensive to repair and to replace. Ford claims that they went out of their way to make the car, or the truck in this case, more easily repaired. So they might offset the potential additional cost of repair of the materials with less labor time and thus, you know, less labor cost. To me, I think the lingering question is, what will insurance companies think about this? Will they have competitive insurance rates, or will they decide that this is a truck that, you know, requires higher premiums? And I'm sure Ford is working on them really hard, but we don't know how that's going to shake out yet.
Let's talk about some of the other big stars of the show. Certainly, it was a big show for General Motors, with the award for North American Car of the Year and Truck of the Year being shared by two members of the Chevrolet portfolio, the Corvette Stingray for 2014, as well as the Silverado. But speaking of Corvettes, the Z06, the 2015 Z06 Corvette, made its debut in the Motor City, and this is certainly a very impressive piece. There's no question about that, Joe. It almost eclipses the ZR1 and makes one wonder if, in fact, there will be a ZR1 rendition of this new Stingray.
Yeah, it essentially has turned into the previous top model, the ZR1, with the 6.2-liter V8 supercharged. I think it's going to have 625 horsepower. And honestly, I think that's great, but if there is a ZR1, I can't even imagine what they're going to do with it to make it higher than this. I'm excited. I'm anxious to see it, but I really can't even imagine.
It's going to be interesting. Another important unveil in Detroit was Hyundai's second-generation Genesis sedan. Had the opportunity to sit inside it, and John, I don't know if you had the chance to look inside, and certainly I liked it. I definitely have become a big fan of the direction of both Hyundai and Kia in recent years, and I think this Genesis, you know, takes another leap forward in becoming more of a luxury vehicle. The interior, interesting, the navigation system reminded me a lot of the Audi MMI system, and the overall dash had very much of a BMW-esque styling element to it. Joe, what are your thoughts about this new second-generation Genesis?
I thought it was spectacular. And for the record, the first Genesis that came out was our first ever Best of the Year, which was essentially our top award, you know, so I guess 4 or 5 years ago when it came out.
Yep.
The new one is really great. And I was actually back at the auto show yesterday, and you couldn't get near it at the Hyundai. I mean, the Hyundai display was just jam-packed to begin with, but you couldn't get near it. I mean, people are standing around waiting to get in it and sit down, poke at all the buttons, etc. Honestly, it's for anyone who's not too image conscious, who doesn't need a luxury brand badge on the outside of their car and just wants the quiet, the comfort, the luxury, it's a fantastic opportunity. I mean, and it has been since they first came out with this car. If it's all about what it says on the outside, Mercedes, BMW, fine, get that. But if you want a bargain, it's absolutely competitive with what the imports are bringing in luxury.
This is past week, Joe. I've had the opportunity to sample the Equus Ultimate Edition, and here's another car that just blows me away when you look at the sticker price. I mean, we're talking Mercedes S-Class type of equipment levels, and boy, you know, if you want a little mini limousine for the road, that vehicle is very compelling if you can not be bothered by the fact that it's a Hyundai.
I think I'm glad you said limousine, because I think one of the things about that vehicle is it's almost a little bit outside the consumer market. I can say in Chicago, I don't know that I've ever seen one on the road that didn't have livery plates. So I absolutely think limo drivers are buying it up. If I were in the market for something like this, I'm not sure if I would consider it against an extended 7 Series BMW or S-Class, but the Genesis is great. I think a lot of ways, because it was just redesigned, the Genesis is miles ahead of the current Equus.
Sure, absolutely. Let's talk about a very important vehicle for the Chrysler Group. This has been kind of the lacking, the one that needed the most attention, and that is the former Sebring rebadge of the 200 a few years back with the great M&M imported from Detroit commercial on the Super Bowl. But now, for the first time, we see an actual all-new 2015 Chrysler 200, and this vehicle has a lot of European DNA built right into it.
Yeah, it looks great, and I'm going to say I'm not a big fan of giving away most improved awards. So yes, it's hugely improved. As you said, the current 200 is not is one of the weakest things in the lineup, but it also is a really good car in its own right and competitive. Nice interior, nice looking, lots of real thoughtful attention to the interior and the storage spaces. And I actually think the Uconnect system from Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep is one of the best on the market. I really think this just shows the way that the Chrysler Group and GM have been chipping away at their lineups and slowly applying what they know how to do, but just needed time to apply across the lineup. I'll mention our car of the year this year, our best of 2014, was the Chevy Impala, partly because in a big comparison test with other full-size sedans, it came in first. And I'll add, number two was the Chrysler 300. So the American companies are doing really good work now. I think the argument over whether it was quote-unquote worth it to bail them out will never end, and I don't think anyone's mind will ever change. But if you look at the products themselves, there is zero doubt the best stuff coming out of Detroit, and I guess in this case Detroit / Italy, are certainly as competitive as anything out there.
Let's talk about a concept vehicle from Toyota, maybe a peek at what might perhaps be the return of the Supra. I know that executives have said they're not going to build this car, but certainly a stunning design execution, the Toyota FT1. And on the Lexus side of the fence, a production vehicle, a very cool-looking coupe called the RC, and it's also available in Uber Performance Edition, the F series of the RCF, with a very potent V8 engine. So the Toyota and Lexus brand continue to inject more sportiness and more passion into their brands.
I agree. I think the RC looks terrific. I'm not super wild about, for example, the current Lexus IS. I happen to be test driving one right now, but I think the RC is a much better, more attractive and sporty design. As for the FT1 from Toyota, it's good to see, and honestly, as concept cars go and potential future models go, I like them to look distinctive and good. I mean, it's very easy to make a car look distinctive. It's ugly. But that one looks good, and you see it, and if you saw that on the street, you would say, I know what that is. I'm glad to see a little bit more interest from Toyota in getting back into the sports game, because they were out. They were completely out.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a period of a few years where the quickest car they built was the V6 version of the RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
The Scion FRS, which is a sister of the Subaru BRZ, was a big change to that, though that was engineered by Subaru. So my question is, if they do this, whether it's a Supra or something else, will they build it themselves? Or are they strictly in the high-volume car business now?
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Another vehicle, very important, very popular vehicle that debuted quickly. Joe, your comments on the Honda Fit for 2015.
That is still a great car in its current form. I think the new one is a little bit better. It's going to do well partly because they're going to build as many as they need now. And previously they were limited in production. So I think it'll do great.
Great. Joe, you great job. We're going to have you on as a regular contributor. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.